It's time for JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Up and running on a Thursday. Good morning, Nashville. How we doing? WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio, JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. And Patton, as we say good morning to you, it feels like it's the calm before the storm, figuratively and literally. Storm 5 alerts out there. Make sure you're downloading the Storm 5 app on your phones. It's free. Courtesy of News Channel 5, it'll track storm activity in your area via your GPS. If there's nothing going on in your area, it'll leave you alone. Did I mention it's free?
Yes, and that's probably the most important note, I would say, especially these days.
Yes, of course. It's in today's economy. But so you got that storm, and the NHL playoff storm is about to begin. We have an opponent for the Nashville Predators. It will be, as expected, the Vancouver Canucks, Dallas Stars, beating the St. Louis Blues last night. They came back to win in overtime. All they needed was a point. They got two. So Dallas clinches the one seed in the West, Vancouver the two seed, with the Predators the wild card one. It'll be Predators Canucks round one of the playoffs. We still don't know the schedule yet because there are still regular season games to be played tonight. The Eastern Conference playoffs first rounds of games are all set. The schedule, I believe, is out. The Western Conference is not yet out. I would imagine we'll know either late tonight or early tomorrow. The smart money seems to be game one for Preds Canucks will either be Sunday or Monday. So we have an opponent. Preds Canucks, round one of the playoffs.
That we do, John, and I will say I'm not sure I understand why the Preds have been done for 4 days now, yeah, and everybody else is playing on Thursday. I mean, every other sport, the last games of the regular season, they don't happen necessarily simultaneously, but at least happen the first couple of nights. But you're right. Yeah, to me, John, I don't know what you think. I'd say as a Preds fan, you would hope that you weren't going to get the Dallas Stars just because – you've seen them so much already this season.
But wouldn't that work to your advantage?
Yeah, but
To me, it's like playing a divisional foe in a playoff game. You know them, they know you. There's no surprises.
Yeah, but I would not want that.
You didn't beat Vancouver all season. You went 0-3 against Vancouver all
season.
Right,
but you haven't played them since January. True. This is a very, very different team, maybe more than anybody else in the National Hockey League. But I think looking at it from a Titans perspective, the last thing I want to see is the Jags or the Texans in the playoffs, the emotion behind it.
Right.
And you mentioned you know them as good, but they know you a hell of a lot better.
And they have home ice advantage.
So I think if you're trying to take anything out of it, you'd probably rather the Canucks. It's going to be a better team no matter what. You're going to be underdogs,
right. Yeah,
you're heading into it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Not a whole lot to take away from it, but that's what Sports Talk Radio is here for, John. Who would you rather have played? Call us or text us.
That's what they've been saying in New York, regarding the Knicks and all that. You're right, and the athletes don't feel that way.
No.
You know, it's so funny because we as fans were like, well, you know, perfect example, right? Sixers beat the Heat last night to clinch the seventh seed in the East. They'll take on my Knicks, and a lot of people are like, oh, you know, if you're a Knicks fan, oh, you don't want to play Philly, Embiid, this, that, and you know what? Just line up whoever. The Knicks are playing very well. And, you know, the Predators are coming into the playoffs with a lot of momentum. And I don't think, you know, trust me, they don't give a rip who sure. They play. They just want to get out on the ice and compete. And so you're right. There's probably going to be a lot of debate. Well, I would have rather played Dallas because they're a division foe. We know them. They know us. Right. Or you'll rather play Vancouver. Or you don't want to play Vancouver because you haven't beaten them all year. All that stuff goes out the window once the puck drops in the playoffs.
Totally. And it's like I mentioned earlier, you're going to have to beat a good team in round one to advance. Whichever way you slice it.
Like you said, they're going to be underdogs no matter what.
And you've kind of known for a while home ice is not going to be a thing for you, probably since Christmas, to be quite honest.
So
it's kind of been that mindset they've been playing with. But I like to your point, John, this is a confident group right now, and they've got every right to be. They have fixed a lot of their issues that maybe we didn't think were going to get fixed, to be completely honest. And here they are awaiting a schedule for a playoff run that maybe about 2 months ago we did not think was going to happen. But all credit goes to them on that front, and very excited.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. They're ahead of schedule. You know, when Trotsky took over, made the move to move on from John Hines and bring in Andrew Brunet, and you know, move on from some of the players that have been here for a while, made a lot of money, but hadn't really showed the leadership and the grit and the toughness that they want to see. Just wasn't a good fit for what Trotsky wanted to do. You move on from Duchesne, you move on from Johansson. You know, you bring up some of these young players: Evangelista, Cody Glass, Tommy Novak. You mix them with guys like, Yossi, obviously, Forsberg. You got Saros in net, so you always feel good there. But I look at a guy like Ryan O'Reilly. We've talked about him coming in from St. Louis, Conn Smythe winner, Stanley Cup winner. And it was supposed to be one of those things where, okay, we're going to play hard this year. We're going to make a run at the playoffs. We'll probably come up a little bit short. But next year is when we really, go for it.
Right.
Right? In terms of, maybe getting a top four seed in the West. And having home ice advantage, at least in the first round of the playoffs. They're ahead of schedule right now. And, and I think Trotsky is smart enough to know, okay, we are ahead of schedule, but let's not, get too far out over our skis. We're going to go to Vancouver.
Sure.
We're going to play this series. We're going to play our butts off. We're going to do everything we can to win. But if we don't win, we still have a good foundation to build on for the years to come.
Well, and it's not total like for like, but you look at what the Houston Texans did in the NFL, making it into the postseason, winning a game against the Cleveland Browns, against a quarterback who you thought had all the experience in the world. And that's going to be big for them in the years to come, because the playoff jitters of a first-year quarterback in C.J. Stroud, it didn't look it. So I think there's something to be kind of likened into that to the Preds.
Yeah,
this is a free hit for them. Why not get some experience for guys like Luke Evangelista, who next year I think could be an even bigger proponent for you. And you got guys in there who know what to do, but UC Saros, he's got some playoff experience, but he's yet to really grab a series by the neck.
Yeah.
He
hasn't won well. Let's see. It was the Arizona series in that weird bubble COVID thing. You don't even count that.
No.
That was just so weird.
Right.
We were just so happy that, there were actually sports to watch.
Right.
But that was so weird when they had the different bubbles and it. Yeah. So I don't really know what to make of that, to be honest with you. And then he was hurt the year after that when they got swept by Colorado. And it was big save Dave in there trying to stop, those forwards from Colorado. So now, you bring up a good point, Patton. This is kind of a legacy time for UC Saros. He's been terrific. He's been a Vezina Trophy finalist. And, it's been seemingly a seamless handoff from Pecorine to him. And, Askarov will eventually take the handoff from Saros and all that. But, this is a time for Saros, an opportunity for him to come up big.
And,
well, actually, what was it, year before COVID? It was Carolina, right?
Right?
That's right.
Yep.
They lost that series.
Yeah, he's got some in there, but I think if not here to show your team, show your future team you're able to do something significant in the later months of the season and in the postseason. Because I don't think it's a foregone conclusion he won't be here in 5 years necessarily, John, but I would say it's 50-50 maybe at this point.
Well,
in the Preds world, they would like it to be Askarov, but you don't really know until you know, I would say, just yet.
Yeah.
But I think
early returns on him are good,
right,
coming out of Milwaukee. He's, by all accounts, he's, developing well. And so I'm sure the idea is to someday have him step in and be the number one goaltender, and then you would move on from Saros.
But you want to do it for the team, but if you're UC Saros, you'd also like to do it selfishly for yourself.
Right.
Because there's some narratives maybe out there, but he's got a chance to write some of them here in a couple days.
He's the key, right? I mean, you feel good about the line combinations, especially that first line, you know, with Nyquist and Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly. You feel really good about them. The D pairings have been pretty solid all year. You know, their power play really started to click towards the latter half of the season. And that's what it comes down to. We talked about it before, right? It's your special teams and your goaltender. You know, you gotta capitalize on your power play opportunities. You gotta stay out of the box. You know, you don't want to be playing playoff games where you're killing penalties all night, you know, especially against a good team on the road. That's a recipe for disaster. And your goaltender's gotta get hot. And who's to say Saros doesn't get hot, you know, like you said, like Pecorine did in 2017, like Jonathan Quick did in 2012 for the LA Kings. You know, who's to say that doesn't happen? And so, you know, I give the Preds a puncher's chance to get out of the first round. It's not going to be easy. They're playing a really good team. They're playing a team that, you know, I'll say it, is better than them. But, you know, there are a lot of equalizers in hockey. You know what I mean? Special teams and goaltending being first and foremost.
Well, and you've got the age-old, would you rather have the momentum like the Canucks have? They're playing tonight. The Preds have been off for a couple of days. They've got the rest. Will there be rust in those early games one and two? It's narratives are out there, and that's the interesting thing about it. You're going to have a team who's played 4 days less than what the Canucks have. So it's there's a lot of narratives and a lot of storylines to follow.
Rest versus rust. Right. Yeah, Canucks at the Jets tonight. 7 o'clock. So if you're so inclined, you can maybe try to find that game somewhere and get an early scouting report on your own on the opponent. So yeah, and I mean, you're playing tonight. We don't want this to happen. We're not wishing this to happen, but you know, there is the risk that maybe a key player gets injured tonight and is not available. I mean, so a lot of factors there. So the Preds will be well rested, but it's rest versus rust, and you got to go on the road and, you know, it's all about surviving that first punch because they're going to be on the road. Vancouver's crowd's going to be going crazy, and they're going to try to come out flying, get an early lead, get that first goal on the board, and increase the pressure for the Preds. They're going to have to be able to withstand that first wave of emotion from both the crowd and the team they're playing.
And their run in 2017, they were able to land that first punch in Chicago. So it's kind of one of those, we'll see how they handle it. There's guys on that team still that were big proponents of it. But for the most part, it's a totally new group. There's no Matthias Ekholm, no Pecorine, no PK Subban.
No playoff Colin Wilson.
No Victor Arvidsson's. But
remember him?
Yeah.
He hated that, by the way. Oh, yeah. He hated being called playoff Colin Wilson. But he was money in the playoffs. Yep. He was just like mediocre during the regular season. So shout out to Colin Wilson. I'm sure he's listening. NBA play-in last night. Sixers beat the Heat, as we mentioned, 105-104. Jimmy Butler injured in this game. He's going to be out several weeks, says the report. So, you know, the Heat still have a chance to get the 8th seed. But without Jimmy Butler, I mean, we remember what he did last year in the playoffs. So the Heat, that's a big obstacle for them to get by as they look to try to sneak into that 8th seed. Bulls blew out the Hawks 131-116. So,
where do the Hawks go from here, John?
I don't know, man. They're stuck in the mud.
Yeah, they sure are. They're stuck in kind of the...
They're in quicksand right now.
Yeah, they're in the dwells of the NBA. You're not bad enough to be in the high lottery picks, but you're not good enough to really ever challenge. And the Trae Young and DeJounte Murray experience to me has kind of run its welcome at this point. It's a nice combo guard lineup, but you look at the rest of the team, it's not good enough. And you're far away from everybody. I wonder what will happen at Atlanta, but I'm not sure what they can do. I just thought it was interesting. You were never really in that game last night. Yeah. Trae Young did not show up. He was a minus 30, I believe,
he's kind of plus or minus. He's kind of Fugazi.
I agree.
You know, people are like, oh, he's kind of like Steph Curry light. He's this, he's that. I mean, he's a terrific individual player, but he's not a winning player in my mind.
No.
Even though I'm a bitter Knicks fan, he beat us in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Well, and Caruso for the Bulls, he got banged up. Andre Drummond ran his ass over at half court. So see if he's ready either. Both teams kind of banged up heading into the game.
Yeah, Bulls Heat on Friday. Kings Pelicans on Friday. Pelicans are going to be without Zion Williamson, unfortunately, because he injured his hamstring. So you got some teams with some key players that are not going to be available as you're trying to get in the playoffs. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, what's the point?
Right.
You know? I mean,
you limp into the first round.
I know. Yeah. Hopefully Pogge's not listening because he'll call up and be like, you make the playoffs no matter what. All right, Pogge. All right. Baseball, my Yankees get a nice win in Toronto last night. They avoid the 3-game sweep to the Blue Jays and the Braves. The Atlanta Braves sweeping those no-good, dirty, rotten, cheating, you-know-what Astros. Thank you, Atlanta Braves. We are proud to be the home of Atlanta, Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball right here at WNSR. 5-4-10 innings.
John, did you send Orlando, a fruit basket to the Atlanta Braves headquarters?
Yeah, it's on its way. Yeah. Orlando Garcia, the game-winning RBI in the top of the 10th inning. So we love that about the Braves. Thank you, Braves.
Your Yankees got back on the winning side yesterday.
Yep, 6-4 in Toronto. I just said that. Steve Martin. Also.
While we're on baseball here, Jack Leiter, his debut.
Yes,
you'll
sir.
Be able to watch it on MLB TV. They use that as their free game. So you go online, watch it live, unless you live in a couple different states. But if you're here in Nashville, it is just A-OK. So
what time is that game?
12:10 Central.
All right.
So good luck to Jack this afternoon.
Yes. We love the Vandy boys and the
Tim
pros.
About that.
Speaking of Tim Corbin, he's going to join us next. And we've been instructed by Tony in Nolensville to ask him, quote unquote, the hard questions. Tony, we'll get to that right after this. WNSR.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow night, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Thursday edition of the show. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. He graciously joins us every Thursday at this time. He is the two-time national champion head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores baseball team, Tim Corbin. Tim, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, John. How you doing?
Good. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you.
How good did it feel to see the boys get that run rule win over Lipscomb the other night, given what happened the weekend before in College Station against the Aggies?
Right. Well, yeah, it's always good to bounce back. I mean, Tuesday games, if you have a tough weekend, can sometimes be, there can be sometimes a little bit of a malaise coming into the game. But we talked about that on Monday and talked about just getting ourselves back on the horse again, really more than anything else. But Lipscomb, that was a great environment the other night. It really was. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jeff Forehand and that whole crew putting that together, Fields in tremendous shape. It was a good crowd, but it was good to play well. It's certainly good to hit the ball and score runs and feel good about yourself again. I mean, your confidence can come from a lot of different places, but that was good for us.
Well, like we said, obviously a tough weekend for you guys at Texas A&M. Uh-huh. Outscored 36-6. Can you put your finger on what went wrong in that series, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think
it's a loaded question, I know.
No, I mean, it is, you know, it was a very dominating performance by Texas A&M. I mean, I think, you know, you look at your team, obviously, but you also have to look at the circumstances that you're playing against. And it's just a very good team that played really well. And you run into those buzzsaws every so often. I mean, Their lineup is good, and they've got three major leaguers at the top that are very physical and can hit. They did a good job of getting some very good transfer players. They got some guys in the middle of the order who are older and can play, and I thought their pitching was outstanding. Jim Schlossnagel, the coach there, did a really good job of putting that roster together with his staff. And then, you know, from a an environment standpoint, you know, a tough place to play. I mean, it was packed for three games. It was sold out for three games. Texas A&M has a lot of traditions that, you know, you can, when you get in there, I'm sure for a younger kid, you can sometimes feel overwhelmed. But nonetheless, you know, you put it all together, and then us really getting back on our heels. We gave away a lot of bases. We gave up some big innings. And it kind of turned on us. And even Sunday when we started to develop some momentum and got the early lead, they kind of jumped right back. So we weren't any match for them, that's for sure. Now, in saying that, you know, they're a really good team, and that was one weekend. And we've run into those teams before, and we've had an opportunity to beat them at the end of the year too, and whether it's the SEC tournament or somewhere else. So it's not always the best team. It's the team that plays the best.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully at some point in time, we'll get that opportunity again.
Yeah, there seems to be some concern for fans about run production or lack thereof. In your mind, Coach, do you feel like you have enough pop in your lineup, especially in the middle of the lineup going forward?
Well, we'll see. I think, you know, we're still in the middle part of the SEC. I mean, it's easy to make those assessments right now. But
right.
You know, we're just trying to do our best to try to improve what we've got right now, and we'll do the best we can. And there's some younger kids that are starting to make their way into the lineup. So we'll just do what we can to improve upon what we have. But I don't look at things as crashing. I look at things as, you know, we're always in motion, and you know, we're trying to get better. I've done this for a long period of time, so I just stay in my lane.
Yeah, you know how fans are. You know, I mean, I watched the Yankees lose two in a row to Toronto, and I'm panicking, even though they have 12 wins. You know how fans are.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's why they're fans.
That's right.
Coach, talking about that experience, you've seen probably every game there is. Do you approach weekends like last week differently, kind of after the result, than you did maybe at the start of your coaching career?
Sure. I mean, you know, I think the thing you have to be mindful of is the participants, the players, the kids. I mean, and they are kids. And I think it's getting them to face those situations and come back from them. What you don't want to do is continually try to beat on them in tough situations where that, you know, we got it handed to us. I think when you do get beaten in a manner where it's pretty definitive, then you just got to have to put it down, walk away from it, and you know, try to pull everything out of it that we possibly can to get better. But we're still in a pretty good position from a record standpoint. We're mm-hmm. still in the middle of the pack, if not upper in some ways. We're still in the SEC. I think that's what you have to remind yourself of, because when you're in this conference right here, it can make you think less of who you really are. And you're, in a lot of cases, you're not as good as who you think you are, and sometimes you're not as bad as you think you are. And there's a lot of teams that start moving in a different direction after the midway point. So it's just letting the kids know that, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened to Vanderbilt. So we can rebound from it.
Well, one final one on Texas A&M, Coach, and we'll move forward to Florida this weekend. Game three, I know the result didn't go your way, but did you like your guys' early response in that game? I know it didn't end the way you wanted, but did you like your guys kind of responding early?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, we came out of the gates hot. We did. But, you know, we just found ourselves in difficult situations midway through the game, just, you know, giving up the big inning and letting it spiral and snowball. And that's what we got to get away from. You know, we got to get away from those innings where one mistake leads to two, leads to three, leads to four, because really that's what's happening. It's more prevalent on the road than it is at home. So that being the case, there's certain things that we need to look at. But, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, I know you're asking about Texas A&M, but those are situations where once we got to Monday and I closed the book on that, you know, we move forward as a group. We have to. I can't keep rehearsing that, just like we wouldn't keep rehearsing a three-game sweep either. You just got to move from each day.
We're talking with Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. And on that note, Coach, always fun when Florida comes to town. They've been a great program over the years. You guys have been a great program over the years. What's the atmosphere like whenever you play the Gators and Sully comes to town?
Well, I mean, they're just a really good program, and Sully's a very good coach. I mean, he does a very good job of putting a roster together. He does a very good job of getting his guys to compete. You know, they've had their ups and downs too, but, you know, from a record standpoint, but when you look at them, you go, my gosh, I mean, this is dangerous. They might have, you know, we faced some very powerful kids last weekend, and they might have the most powerful of all of them in Caglione. I mean, you look at Blake Burke at Tennessee and Caglione at Florida. I mean, these guys are, you know, 6'5", 240 pounds, and they hit. I'm not telling you, I'm not just saying that they're power guys. These guys hit. They hit for average, and they hit for power, and they're going to be big league hitters. So it's doing a good job against them. And then guys like, you know, Colby Shelton, who was the best hitter at Alabama last year, and he's now at Florida. So, you know, you put him in that lineup with a host of other guys like Heyman and Kurland, and it's a very potent offensive team that can really hit the long ball. And their pitching's pretty good, too. Caglione is a Sunday pitcher for him, and he'd probably be a Friday night guy for anyone else, but he plays first base early, and then he starts late. But they're really good again, and we always have good games with them, and we're looking forward to just playing them.
Coach, talking about Caglione, do you feel like you'll see more players like this now, that kind of the dual pitcher hitter, or do you think he's kind of one of one in this era?
I don't think he's one of one. His talent is one of one. You know, there just aren't many guys. You look at Braden Montgomery too, and although he's not as pitching as much as Caglione, he is a pitcher outfielder, but he's playing more outfield right now. But I think when you get kids like Caglione that come to school, part of the reason they come to school is because they want to do both. They want to see who they are. They want to see if they're a pitcher. They want to see if they're a hitter. And I think with Caglione, I don't know what the industry thinks of him as a player, but you know, if he was just a pitcher, he could be drafted in the first round too. Now this is a very skilled, toolsy kid, and then obviously as a hitter, he'd be drafted in the first round. Braden Montgomery, probably the same thing. You know, I don't, you know, if he pitched all the time, he probably has a chance to be special. So there are kids out there that do it, and there are kids that come to school to do it and want to do it, and they want to figure out who they are. So, yeah, I do think there'll be a continuance of this type of player, but they're probably harder to find, you know, especially as toolsy as Montgomery and Caglione are.
Tim, with the series starting a day earlier, how will that affect your pitching rotation this weekend?
Not much. We're just moving everyone up. This will be the last time that falls into it until the last series of the year when we play Kentucky, which always goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for everyone. But no, it won't affect our pitching. We'll just do the same thing.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt head baseball coach. An exciting day, obviously, for you as your team gets ready to take on Florida. But Jack Leiter makes his major league debut for the Texas Rangers today in Detroit against the Tigers, an afternoon game. I know you got to prep for this game in this series. Will you have one eye on that game to see how Jack's doing?
Sure. Yeah, I'll have it on the computer for a time when I can. We'll be, you know, going probably about 3:30, but and if I get to see a little bit of it, I'd love to see it. I spoke with him the other day and very happy for him. I figured at some point it would happen with him, and happy for his family. He's really a good, really good kid in so many different ways. You're talking about a high-level student here that does everything well, so I'm very happy for him. He kind of, in a lot of ways, like Jackson Holliday, grew up in a clubhouse, you know, around his dad. Albeit he was a little bit younger than Jackson just because his dad was a little bit older. But at the same time, he got exposed to it, and he's been around it all his life and just a baseball fanatic. You know, Jack thinks about baseball all the time. So, yeah, I'm just happy for he and his family. It takes a village, you know. It's his mom and dad and then his three sisters, too. So he's... I know they've all been invested in Jack, as he is in his sisters as well. Great kid.
What did he mean to your program when he was here, Coach? I mean, you've had so many great players over the years, but what
I missed out on a year of them?
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. What did Jack mean for your program when he was here?
Well, I you know, quite a bit. I think, you know, the thing I told him is you know, getting to the big leagues, there's probably still, even with a guy like Jack, you know, some wonderment on, you know, getting there. But, you know, as I told him, he's always pitched up, you know, even here in the COVID year when we played Michigan in the fall, he, you know, he made that start against them. And, you know, and the reason he did is just because we knew he was going to be that person. You know,
right.
We knew he was going to be that guy that could pitch at a very high level, and he did for us. But I think what he did more than anything else is he kind of led the way in a he showed younger kids how to work. I mean, with he and Kumar, and it was, you know, just that year, 21 year when we went to the College World Series. You know, I would say those two kids, they did the heavy lifting. You know, you had Friday and Saturday pitchers in place, and those guys were going to give you a chance to win. But what they did more than anything else is they showed the younger kids really what investment and care level and work habits look like once they came down to the facility, because it was very professional. And, you know, Jack had learned that, you know, through the years with his dad, but he was on a mission. You know, he was on a mission on how to organize his time, how to study. He was a Dean's List student every term that he was here. So you're just looking at a kid that was so unique in so many different ways. But, yeah, he still means a lot to our program. I mean, he's back here all the time. He's working here all the time. So I just think his, as I told him, his presence means a lot to me just being inside the program.
All right, Coach, we do it every week at this time. It is time for Tim Corbin's Dining Report. What do you have for us this week?
Jasper's. Maggie and I went there right on West End Broadway. Really good place. They've got really, really good food, but they got a good environment in there. They got good TVs if you want to watch a ball game. But
nice.
What did we go in there on? Monday night after the radio show. Yeah, it was really good. Very impressive. We'll always go back there again. But that's a good place. American food. You can get anything there from a burger to fish to a lot of different things. But, yeah, I loved it. Excellent place.
Jasper's, you say?
Jasper's, yes. Oh.
All right, yes. Coach. Thank you for that, and thank you for joining us as always. Good luck this weekend against the Gators.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Okay, brother. Thank you both.
Thanks. You could tell he was over Texas A&M. He wanted to move on, but yep. You know, it was you know our obligation to ask him the tough questions, yes. And we'll have more on that coming up. But you know, and you can understand that, right? You know, he wants to move on. It's like it's one series. You know, they're 8-7. In the SEC, they're right in the middle. They're fifth in batting average and like top five in ERA as well. I mean, they're a good ball club. They ran into a buzzsaw last week. It happens. You know, it's just Vanderbilt baseball fans aren't used to seeing that.
No, and I think the playing field has maybe been leveled a little bit with some of the other teams right now. And I think A&M's a fantastic
team.
They're
good.
They made Vanderbilt look bad.
Yep.
I don't think they're as bad as they made Vanderbilt look, but I get what Tim's talking about. He's not going to ponder on a series win, a series sweep. So why would he ponder on the loss? I think all you can do is respect it.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll take your phone calls from now until the top of the hour, 615-844-5600. You can text us at the same number as well. WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tight and straight for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
On a Thursday, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, great to be with you on this Thursday. Could see some storm activity today. It's going to be warm, like mid-80s, and then the temperature's going to dip for the next few days. High 60s, low 70s. So be weather aware. That's the buzz phrase these days. So, Patton, how'd we do in our Tim Corbin interview? Did we ask the tough questions that needed to be asked in your mind?
I think so. I think we put him to the swords. And this is something I wanted
to talk
about.
We're picking on Tony in Nolansville a little bit because he came on the other day and was like, well, hopefully you guys will ask the tough questions right when Corbs comes on. It's not. Go ahead.
And I want to shout you out this. For this because
me?
Yes, because whenever I first started and we had the infamous Cincinnati Bengals game and me and Dane were on the same page,
right,
that next press conference we wanted somebody's head on a sword,
right.
We wanted Mike Vrabel to call out Ryan Tannehill, say
right,
he sucked, he's not coming back next year. And what you told me was this is a press conference, it's not going to be confrontational. And secondly, all we can do is ask the questions.
Right.
We can't guarantee the answer that they give is going to be what we want.
Right.
So for Tony, who you may be calling right now,
him.
I will say this:
we love Tony,
and we love Tony.
We absolutely do.
We love Tony.
We love Dane. We love all our regular callers.
And for as a Vanderbilt,
we want to be clear
sure,
on that.
Sure, absolutely. And as a Vanderbilt fan, I understand where he's coming from. But all we can do here is give the question to Tim. He can go with it where he wants. He's not going to say, we just don't have the guys right now to hit home runs.
Or I'm worried about our lineup. I'm worried about – he's never going to say that publicly.
I'm very worried.
Now, privately, he might be like, we need to pick it up here or there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, we're just having fun with that. But, yeah, it kind of stems from, like you said, that Titans-Bengals playoff loss to where – I understand. You, Dane, every Titans fan in Nashville, they were angry. They were upset. They were pissed off. You know, they wanted Ryan Tannehill to be publicly flogged. They wanted Vrabel to fall on the sword and say I was a terrible coach today or whatever. But it's a different type of situation.
Yeah, we can ask the questions that you want, but the answers we get are not what you are probably going to want.
Right.
And I thought the way the press conference was held, you guys asked the questions you had to and needed to ask. Vrabel just did what he was always going to do and what any coach was going to do after that. So that's where I wanted to go with it, and we've got Tony on the line.
Hi, Tony.
To respond.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys, and good morning, John.
Good morning. morning, Tony. How you doing, pal? Happy Thursday.
I took the bait, so I called him.
We're just messing with you a little bit. You know we love you, Tone.
I love you guys, too, and it's all fun.
Yes.
But, you know, I want to thank y'all for asking the tough questions. And I know, you know, let's be honest here. I'm a huge Vandy fan.
Right.
Huge fan.
Right.
And we all are. I know Patton is.
And also, and I'll just add this, Tony, and I fully understand for Vanderbilt baseball fans, the expectations are high. You do not expect this team to go in and get swept and outscored 36-6 in a 3-game series. I get it.
You got to tip your hat to A&M. They got a hell of a team.
They're good, man.
And the atmosphere was phenomenal. You got to give it to their fan base. It was phenomenal.
100%.
We used to have that at Vanderbilt. It's still kind of there, but not the way it was back in the mid-20s. But it is a coach talk, as in any sports talk, you move on.
Yep.
You're never as bad as you think you are. You're never as good as you think you are.
Exactly.
And, you know, so what they've got to do, and Patton, you ask a good question. The way Vanderbilt, and going back to the A&M, we need to move forward, but the way they bounced back on Sunday, the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but they come back with some fight in them. And that's what you want to see. And that's what I think all Vandy fans want to see this weekend is, you know, bounce back. Now let's go with Florida's butt.
There you go.
Let's go take three from Florida.
I was going to say, you take two out of three or sweep Florida, you're feeling great about everything all over again.
Absolutely.
I'm a spoiled Yankee fan. You know, they have the best record in baseball. They lost two straight in Toronto, and I was feeling lousy. They won yesterday to salvage and not get swept. Now I feel great again. Bring on the race.
And there's still so much baseball in front of us against the top upper-tier teams right now, and I still want to consider Vanderbilt an upper-tier team. You know, just because we're 8-7 in the conference don't mean we're a bad bottom-of-the-barrel team. But we've got to play better. We've got to hit the ball. We're back at home. We seem to do that really well. And we've got to hit the ball. We've got to pitch better. Because, you know, guys, we've talked about it several times here. These balls are flying out of the park everywhere. Everybody's hit them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the other night, didn't Lipscomb even have a player that had like 12 home runs? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unthinkable, these balls, how they're flying out of the park. But like you say, John, don't take two out of three. It's always a fun series when Florida comes in. Sully likes to mess with Corbs. They shared an office for years together at Clemson.
Yep.
And they play the mind game. They
yes,
play
sir.
The head game. And I think you'll see some of that this weekend. But, you know, with all being said, it's going up. Vanderbilt is still there. Vanderbilt's going to make the SEC tournament. We always know that. I expect that every year. And I think they're going to make, obviously, the NCAA tournament for, is it like 18 years in a row now?
Sounds right.
In the country?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, so. No, I'm not a disgruntled Vandy fan. I was an upset Vandy fan.
Sure.
Like many others were.
Sure.
If you saw any of the chat room.
Absolutely.
And it all comes because being a fan that expects and knows what we've got. And we know we've got a winning program. And we know it's not by no means in disarray.
No, not at all.
Let's say that out there. As long as we got Tim Corbin, we're not in disarray.
You never will be as long as he's in the dugout or on the third baseline.
That's the truth.
Tony, I got to run, but thanks for the call, buddy.
I want to say one more thing.
Yeah, real quick.
On the WNBA.
Yeah.
Guys, I think with them selling out the draft the other night, first time ever, the number of people that watch the women's draft, I have not been a WNBA fan. I'll be honest, I'll say it. But now that you see the talks, of the city's possible expansion. I know the Nashville market has been in the talks for 3 or 4 years, if I'm correct.
Right.
And so with that in the talk and with what's going on with, and I really find it interesting now, the South Carolina girl is on the same team with the Reese girl from LSU. That's going to be fun to watch.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Thanks, Tony. Got to roll. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. We're late for a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, I mean, that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Thursday edition of the show is here. We're wrapping up hour number one. Chris Sanders, former Titans wide receiver, will join us at 10:25 in hour number two. Always an interesting visit with him. And we now know, Patton, as we said to start the show, who the Predators' opponent will be in round one of the playoffs. The Vancouver Canucks, a team the Preds were not able to beat during the regular season. But that all goes out the window once the playoffs start.
That it sure does, especially the length of time they played them before is really before they ever, I would say, figured out how to play under Bruno John. I think at this point of the season, it's like with a rookie or a freshman. After you hit three-fourths of the season, you're not a rookie or a freshman anymore. And I'd say the same as can be said for this team. I think they're really starting to figure out how really the new era of the Predators are supposed to play, and it's working for them at this point. Now, They aren't as hot as they were a couple weeks ago where they're 18-game point streak.
Yeah, I boldly made the prediction that they would never lose another game ever again, or at least not in regulation for the rest of their existence. That was I probably went on a little bit too much of a limb there.
That's fine.
I might have to walk that back a little bit, yeah.
But that's fine. But I think at this point they're a dangerous team, and the Canucks are going to have to be on their game, because if not, the Preds have shown the ability to beat anybody. They've beaten some really good teams on that streak, John. They weren't just feasting on the bottom feeders. It was good legit teams.
They went to Florida and shut them out. Florida's a really good team. They won at Vegas, obviously the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Beat Colorado, I believe.
Yep, beat Colorado. So, you know, listen, man, you know, they did. They beat some quality teams. And, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum. They are a confident group heading into these playoffs, and I'm sure in that dressing room they feel like, you know what, we can make a run.
Yeah.
We can make a deep run.
Totally.
You know, and why wouldn't you think that way? You know, because it seems like everything is, like you said, has come together. Older players, younger players. Obviously, you have the goaltending there. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, a lot of fun. And playoffs are always fun. And we'll see how far they go.
It's the name of the game there.
That's right. We are going to hour number two after this break. As we said, Chris Sanders will join us, but we're wide open. Other than that, your phone call, 615-844-5600. Stick around, WNSR.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors just seated this week in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has already been dismissed. The woman identified as juror number two told the judge she didn't know if she could remain impartial and said she had concerns about her identity after colleagues said she was worried her identity might have been compromised in press accounts. Police forces in six cities across four states all reporting 911 services were down overnight.
There is no centralized 911 system in the country. So it's going to be some time before we know exactly how many systems are affected. But it does seem to be that there are quite a few that are affected. We don't actually know if this is some sort of an attack, like what has been feared by law enforcement and intelligence officials.
ABC's Josh Margolin. A $100 million settlement in the works for the nearly 100 victims of former U.S. women's gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world-famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. Do you have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our fine radio program, WNSR, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, JB and the General Show, Thursday edition. And as we said to start the show at the top of the hour, last hour, it is the calm before the storm, both figuratively and literally. Preds know who their playoff opponent will be. We still don't have a schedule.
Nope.
Because there's like still six more. I believe today is the last day of the NHL regular season. The game ones for the Eastern Conference series have all been determined. Nothing in the West. I would imagine we'll find out. Something will probably come out late tonight, like around, I'm guessing probably around 11 p.m. our time. And we'll know. You should know the schedule by the time you wake up tomorrow. But we do know it is Predators v. Canucks, first round. Canucks have home ice advantage, so games one and two will be in Vancouver. Games three and four will be here in Nashville, and then we'll just bebop back and forth for as long as the series goes. So excited about it. Obviously, if you're the Preds, you got to be thinking, let's try to split, you know, at worst, split the two games in Vancouver, come home 1-1, and whenever game three is, Bridgestone Arena is going to be an absolute madhouse.
That it will be, and it's been good to have Bridgestone Arena kind of be back to what it was. Now, it's always been good. The past
2017 was amazing. Those games during that run in 2017, Patton, I mean, that place was just absolutely, and like the sound and just the, oh my gosh, the energy in that building.
Yeah.
It was palpable.
It really was, and not to say the past two or three years haven't been good, but it's kind of had murmurs of, not toxicity, but kind of same old type stuff. And you had some of the player drama. You had the Ellie Tolvanen situation. Mm-hmm. You had the Matt Duchene situation.
Ryan Johansson.
Kyle Turris.
Yep.
We really haven't had this year. Now, you had the U2 stuff, but that was on the road, with all due respect.
So that turned the season around.
It sure did. So it's been good to have a nice positive atmosphere at home for really every single game they've had, to be quite honest. And postseason hockey in Nashville, when a team they can get behind, it's a different level. There aren't too many places, in my opinion, that can match it and ready for it to get going.
Well, you bring up a good point because it really does feel like the fans have become complacent over the last several years because they felt like the team had become complacent, you know?
Yep.
The pattern was, really since 2018, you know, barely make it into the playoffs and lose in the first round. You know, they haven't been out of the first round since 2018 when they won the President's Trophy. And, you know, but we've talked about this. There seems to be a buzz and a feeling around town. They're starting to get that 2017 feeling back. Now, will this run duplicate what they did in 2017, you know, getting all the way to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final? I tend to doubt it, but we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. We don't know what we don't know. But I can tell you this, whichever teams come into Bridgestone Arena for a playoff game this spring, you know, you're going to be up against it because that crowd is going to be on top of you. And that energy, that 2017 energy, I think is going to be back because I think the fans are pleasantly surprised at what this team has been able to do this year. And there's just, you know, you look at the players and we talk about the mixture. It's just, like you said, they're all just hardworking, likable guys in that dressing room. And nothing against anybody that was here in the past. Sure. I mean, I missed the PK Subban era. I loved it when PK was here. I loved it. He was great. He was a great guy to cover. He was a great guy to watch. You know, he was just that dude, man. And, you know, they don't really have a guy like that, but they've got, you know, some hardworking young guys, Cody Glass, Luke Evangelista, Tommy Novak. They've got quality veterans and Ryan McDonough and Ryan O'Reilly, who we've talked about, and obviously Yossi and Forsberg and Colton Sissons. That guy's been here a decade.
Right.
You know what I mean? When the season started, they were like, I think this is his 10th year with the Preds. And I was like, wow, that guy's been here 10 years. You know, he's just kind of that guy that every now and then, you know, he kind of floats in, floats out. But he's obviously been a solid player. He's survived a lot of regimes here. So, you know, there's just a lot to like with the Preds heading into the playoffs. And, you know, the results will be what they will. You know, they're going to be underdogs to get out of the first round. They're, you know, I would say right now as we speak, I probably wouldn't pick the Preds to win this series, but you never know. It wouldn't shock me.
Well, and they've got guys, John, that you can confidently say in every seat in that locker room where winning and the game of hockey is number one on their list. And
right.
I think that was
no other agendas.
Right. I think there was maybe a problem with that with a guy they got out of there pretty quickly whenever Barry Trotz came in. And that's really all you can ask for. Not only for fans, but the guys you're playing next to. If I'm going to go out there and risk life and limb to win a hockey game, I want to know the guy next to me is going to do the same thing.
Right.
And there's no questions, really, in my opinion, about any of that.
Yeah, Trotsky went in there and weeded out the roster and said, okay, you know, this guy may be a good player, but he doesn't fit what we're doing, our system, our philosophy, you know, what we want to get out of our team. And, you know, when you're a GM, you're the guy in charge, you got to make tough decisions. And Trotsky told me, he said, you know, I told ownership, I said, you know, if our goal is to be competitive by the trade deadline. And, you know, obviously right before then was that disastrous game against Dallas, the 9-2 game. But, you know, and, you know, he famously went to his players and said, you guys are going to determine what I do at the trade deadline. And they bring in a guy like Jason Zucker, you know, an experienced player, but a young player, a guy that could be, you know, could make the difference in a playoff series,
sure.
Right? Because, listen, I'm sure teams are going to go in with the notion of, all right, we can't let Forsberg just go off, right? You know, 46 goals during the regular season. So, you know, we're going to have to – so somebody's going to have to step up.
Yeah, no doubt.
What is it going to be Nyquist? Is it going to be O'Reilly? Is it going to be, you know, maybe somebody from the third line that we're not talking about right now? You know, is it going to be Yossi? Is he going to have – an offensive explosion coming from the blue line. So those things are all in play, and I think, you know, Bruno's got a lot to work with here.
Really does, and it's exciting just to have it back, John, and the way this season's progressed, they've seen it all, we've seen it all. The games have been everything you probably could ask for. You've had the drama of this team's not going anywhere to you had the highs and the lows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good to have it back, and we're ready to get it going here.
Now, a story we didn't talk about yesterday, meant to get to, didn't get to it. Jonte Porter, banned from the NBA after an investigation revealed that he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. I mean, you talk about a guy that made some really poor decisions that's cost him everything. I mean, he was a marginal player at best in the NBA.
Sure.
But still, you're in the NBA. You're making good money. You're traveling all over the country. You're staying in the nicest hotels. You're flying in private jets. You're living the life that a lot of people would love to live. And because, I mean, what? I still don't understand. What the hell was this guy thinking? A, that. And B, how did he think he wouldn't eventually get caught? Because if there's one league that hasn't been above reproach when it comes to the fixes in, outcomes predetermined, bets, these kinds of things, it's the NBA. That's been a battle cry going back when I started really watching the NBA in the early to mid-80s. A lot of people, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this game was fixed or that game, or the referee swallowed the whistle because the commissioner wanted Team X to win over Team Y. I go back to that Lakers-Sacramento Kings series from the early 2000s. I talk about that all the time. That particular game that we mentioned was, let's just say the officiating in that game was interesting because the common belief is Stern did not want the Sacramento Kings to beat the LA Lakers and go to the finals because he knew because that was during the Shaq and Kobe Phil Jackson Laker run where they were stockpiling championships, and obviously Stern wanted that to continue. So, and you know, we talk about Tim Donaghy and Stern, you know, God rest his soul, went to his grave saying Tim Donaghy was, quote, I love this quote, a rogue official who acted alone, end quote.
Well, I'll tell you what he was thinking. One, I bet he doesn't love basketball that much.
Yeah.
And two, he knew his days were numbered probably in the NBA, and he looked at it and said, I don't give a crap if this because, John, if he really did care,
right,
why do this stuff above board? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are ways around this, if you know what I mean. You don't have to go on a FanDuel app. You don't have to go on a DraftKings app.
I don't know anything about that, all right? I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what, yeah.
And if you're going to do it, don't bet $80,000 on a random player in the NBA. By the way, he was betting on his team to lose, too.
Yeah, they won.
And he lost
the bet.
On some of these. So it's, to me, it just kind of showed me the type of guy didn't love the game that much,
yeah,
really didn't care, wanted to get a buck while he had it, and his name will forever be. There's Calvin Ridley, what he did, and Jameson Williams, what he did with the Lions, betting in the facility.
NPF here with
right
the Titans.
Right here. This is a crumb on a food buffet of what Jonte Porter.
And Silver had to.
Had no choice.
Had no choice but to be that extreme because, you know, it's a different playing field now. You know, these leagues, these teams are in bed with these betting sites now.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have anything to even suggest something like is going on like what Jonte Porter did. Silver had no choice but to kick this guy out of the league and send a message that, hey, we're doing our best to be above board here. We don't tolerate this stuff.
And this story is brought to you by Bet ESPN.
That's right. Yeah.
So promo code Jonte Porter at checkout. I know you've got alcohol commercial. It doesn't mean guys should go out and drink and drive. But
right.
I mean,
that's been the debate for years.
Are we really surprised? I mean, let's be real here. It's going to happen. It's going to happen again. I can guarantee you this isn't.
Yep.
Jonte Porter isn't the only guy betting his unders on games. I absolutely believe that with all my heart. It's just kind of is what it is at this point. And for guys to be shocked and I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
It's as
clutching their pearls.
It's as easy as ever to place a bet on yourself against
yep.
your team.
Yep.
This is going to happen again.
The NBA launched an investigation into Porter in late March after sportsbooks noticed irregular betting on the over-under on the Reserve Center statistics in two Raptors games. In both games, Porter exited after playing only a few minutes. The NBA's investigation found that Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of a March 20th game against the Sacramento Kings. Another bettor privy to the information, as you mentioned, Patton, placed an $80,000 same-game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's statistics and would win $1.1 million, according to the NBA. Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game with an illness. That's smart, though.
Yes.
You know, it's like either that or a soft tissue injury.
Right.
The bet, which was placed at DraftKings, was not paid.
Someone needs to check out Zion Williamson going out with a hamstring right before the end of that Lakers game.
Are you suggesting?
I would never, John.
Someone's at the door.
Of course there is.
Yes, of course. You want to go answer that? I'll just jibber jabber for a while. Okay. Patton's going to go answer the door. You know, we don't necessarily have an open door policy here at WNSR. All right, that's being taken care of. Anyway, welcome back, Patton.
Good to be back.
1 week from today, oh, by the way, is the NFL draft.
Oh, it's Thursday night.
Yep.
Bring it.
Yeah, so we're going to have playoffs and NBA draft to deal with, which will be exciting. I don't know, man. My feet are firmly planted on Joe Alt, you know. What would be the auxiliary plan in your mind if Alt is not available at 6 for the Titans? And you have a number of options here. You could trade out. You could take a wide receiver. You could take another position of need, edge rusher, whatever it is. What if you're Rand Carthon and you're sitting at 7 and Joe Alt is off the board, what are you doing?
If Alt is not there, I would presume Neighbors isn't either.
Is going to my team, I think.
I believe so. To me, Alt is either at 5 or 7, in my opinion, and that would mean a trade has not taken place to take J.J. McCarthy. So for me, John, that's where you pick up the phone to some of these other teams and look what's available, because I'm not in love with anybody else really at 7 other than Neighbors or Alt. And if they aren't there, that's unfortunate. I'd love for somebody to trade up and take J.J. McCarthy, something maybe we can talk about later, John. I'm not sure where the hype is there. I understand it. He had a very good national championship game. Great leader, great kid.
Did he, though? He just kind of handed off.
A little bit, but
he was good in the Alabama game, the semifinal game. I thought he played well, especially that drive late in the fourth quarter to get the game tied. Alabama was up by a touchdown, and McCarthy drove the length of the field in the final moments of regulation, got that pig in the end zone and got that sucker tied.
Right, and it wasn't that the national championship game, though, Alabama? Alabama was the national championship game, I think. But anyway, it's kind of...
No respect for UW, bro?
No, not really, in my opinion. But it's I look at it the way J.J. McCarthy, okay, but is he top 5? Not for me. But nonetheless,
yeah, I agree.
I think the Titans, they're there at 7. I'd be surprised if they don't trade out of that spot if the two of Neighbors and Alt aren't there.
So basically what happens at 5 is going to determine what the Titans do.
I think so.
Because the Giants are not going to take Alt. They have one of the best left tackles in the NFL in Andrew Thomas, even though the rest of their offensive line is dog feces. but at least they have a good LT. So what happens at 5, you're right, probably will determine. You know, if he doesn't go at 5, he'll be there at 7 when the Titans pick. I can virtually guarantee you that.
Yeah.
The Giants are not going to take him at 6. They don't need to. So...
Our guy Logan Ryan on Get Up this morning implored the Giants not to take J.J. McCarthy at number 6.
I agree with him. Thank you, Logan. All right, we're going to talk to another former Titan, Chris Sanders, former Titans wideout, next, WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039.
615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by the Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to Every Pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Thursday edition of the show. Trying to link up with former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who normally joins us Thursdays at this time. Lot going on. Predators will play the Canucks in round one of the playoffs. Still don't have a schedule yet. NBA playoffs, play-in tournament. Jimmy Butler's hurt. He's going to be out for a while for the Miami Heat if they are able to advance and get the 8th seed. Joel Embiid and the Sixers will play my Knicks in round one. Embiid, certainly effective last night, 23-15, but he is basically playing on one leg, so... We certainly will keep an eye to see what transpires there. Braves coming off a sweep of the Houston Astros. We love that. I love that as a Yankee fan, obviously. They'll open a series with the Rangers. And, of course, later this afternoon, former Vandy boy Jack Leiter, speaking of the Rangers, is going to make his Major League pitching debut. I believe you can watch that game on MLB Network. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm double-checking on that specifically, but yes.
Well, joining us now, he is a former Titans great wide receiver, former Ohio State Buckeye, and a man who put the fun in dysfunctional. Chris Sanders, good morning.
Okay, first of all, you don't start it on the wrong foot. I know you got four bad toes. But, well, man, you said Ohio State, sir, is the Ohio State.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Man. Let me try it again. He's a proud alum of the...
Ohio State University. You got to put some stank on it.
I got to put a little barbecue sauce on it, little sweet baby Rays.
How you doing, man? How's everything
going? I'm
doing
great. I'm doing great, man. Always great to talk with you. You having a good week?
It's going pretty good, man. You go to the gym yet and eat 14,000 pounds of creatine?
You already know, man. You already know. I move weight in Music City.
There you go, man. Yes, sir.
A week to go until the NFL draft. The Titans seems to be in a really good position. We were talking about, you know, Joe Alt, the big tackle out of Notre Dame. I think if he's there at 7, it's a no-brainer for the Titans to take him. But we were talking maybe auxiliary plans if he's not available. It seems like what happens at 5 with the Chargers, Patton?
Yeah.
will determine, like, you know, if they take Alt at five,
yeah.
What do you think the Titans might do? Or what would you suggest Rand Carthon do? Stay at seven and maybe take a wide receiver or maybe try to trade out?
But see, I mean, I would also, I mean, I agree with you. I would think that they would take a wide receiver. But if you look at the Tennessee Titans, there's a couple of positions that still need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to fill the inside linebacker position. And if
right.
you look at the inside linebacker position, then when I tell you, everybody talks about how deep the wide receiver position is and everybody's talking about how the tackle position is loaded in the draft. When you look at this inside linebackers, there's some dogs in there. I mean, there's one guy that I really, really love is Edrin Cooper from Texas A&M, and then you got Peyton Wilson from NC State. Those guys are just ball hawks. They're physical and they're athletic. So if you look at the Tennessee Titans, and they're sitting at seven,
mm-hmm.
and their guys are not there, you can trade down maybe to Minnesota. Minnesota jump up and still get a quality guy.
You know, we've been talking a lot about Treylon Burks, Chris,
yeah.
and Nick Holtz, the OC of the Titans, spoke about him last week and basically said, well, you know, we'll see what we get from him. It's going to be more up to him than it is up to us. Is that a fair way to go about evaluating him as we go forward here?
You know what? If I'm a coach, this is just me, and everybody's different. There's a reason why the Tennessee Titans a couple of years took him from Arkansas, because there's some potential there. So a lot of times people can discount you and say you did this and kind of evaluate your last 2 years have been a bust. But let me tell you something. I guarantee you 1,000% that Treylon Burks is listening to exactly what they're saying. So here's what Treylon Burks has to do. He's got to get better. And when I say better, I'm not talking about the physical. He can catch the ball. He can run the routes. He's a great specimen. But he's just got to get better. Say, you know what? I'm going to play so stinking well that you're going to have to play. And I'll give you a perfect example. 1998. When the first couple of years, I started as a wide receiver in the league, led the league in yards per catch, all those great things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I have a bad year, and now all of a sudden, I'm not good anymore. So now they go get Kevin Dyson, who's a great wide receiver. Then they went and got Yancey Dickman. So now I went from starting to the number three wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll never forget, I was sitting at watching the draft, and you know my family was around, and Joe Namath dogged me on national TV.
No way.
Literally dog. Say, we ain't got no receivers. And Chris Sanders, he just can't. I mean, I'm sitting there just with, like, basically.
Broadway Joe said that?
Yeah, and I'm like, Broadway Joe, you got a one-bar face mask. What are we talking about? You look awful in your, I'm just kidding. You look awful in your uniform. You look like, let me stop. But he was just dogging me. And I'm like, man, did I take your sandwich or something? I don't know what it was. But he was dogging me. But here's what I did. I never forget. There was a lot of family that was down there watching. I walked upstairs and I went and sat in my room. I went and sat in my room and I said this to myself. I said, I'm going to play so well that they have to play me. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm. What was your draft preparation like? I mean, obviously, you trained. I'm sure you hired an agent. And I'm sure your agent was on the phone with you every day saying, oh, I think this team's going to take you.
Yeah.
Or I think this team's going to take you. What was that last week before the draft?
Oh.
Your draft year, like, how crazy was it for you?
When I say it was crazy, I mean, I had an afro, and I was starting to get a cul-de-sac because I was losing all my hair. I'm looking like George Jefferson. That's how crazy it was.
Cul-de-sac. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I look like a cowlick. I mean, everything. Okay. But John, it was crazy. When I say it was crazy, because the reason why I say it was crazy, because it's the unknown. And here's the crazy part about the situation, John, is the team that never talked to me, that never told me to get on the board and talk about coverage, that never expressed any interest,
mm-hmm.
was the team that drafted me. And I was a Houston Oilers last time, so nobody knows. I know everybody knows about the top, maybe the top 15 picks, an idea, but nobody knows from second round to fourth round who they're going to get, because the guy that they may want might not be there.
Chris, what do you make of some of the big names already being at the facility for the Titans? Calvin Ridley, Legarius Sneed, it looks like have been there. Jeffrey Simmons. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, you expect Will Levis to be there, and he has, of course.
Yeah, but if you want to win, you're supposed to be there. I mean, I remember, I think it was 1996, you know, when we had to start our off-season training. You didn't have to call nobody and say, hey, man, you're going to be there. Everybody was there because you had the attitude of wanting to win. I mean, in 1996, we had some of the most craziest dudes, but they work hard. We had Chris Dishman. We had Darrell Lewis. We had Marcus Robinson. We had Blaine Bishop. We had Joe Bowden, guys that worked hard. So if you didn't show up to practice, they're going to let you know. And that's what you do. If you're building a team, if you're building a team that really wants to win, then you got to have a winning attitude. What's a winning attitude? I got to show up to OTAs. I got to show up in practice. I got to show up in walkthrough. I got to look at film. Those are the things that are building blocks of winning a championship.
Chris, with we're talking about the wide receivers, and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers are kind of those two guys.
Right.
What to you is the difference between the two?
I mean, they're both playmakers, and they're both, like, you know, guys that can run routes. When you start looking at the receivers in the draft, there's a lot of receivers in here that are NFL ready. When I say NFL ready, is because they understand how to run routes. They understand, you know, how to do things at the line of scrimmage. They understand how to burst off the cut. They understand how to make plays in tight coverages. So with Marvin Harrison, Nabers, and Adunza from Washington, and you got Coleman from Florida State, you got Thomas from LSU. I mean, you got Franklin from Oregon. I mean, the list goes on. You got Mitchell from Texas. But here's the guy that I absolutely love, is Xavier Leggett from South Carolina.
Oh yeah.
When I say he's a dog, when you talk about A.J. Brown, body frame, big physical, catches the ball, you know, at the highest point, runs routes, can play three positions, you go 11 personnel, he can play the X, the H, and the Z. So when you have a situation like that, he's one of the best receivers in this doggone draft.
Chris Sanders is our guest, former Titans wideout, joins us every Thursday here on the program, WNSR. I want to go back to the offseason conditioning for a second.
Sure.
You know, you talked about it. When you're building a team, you want everybody to be there during the offseason.
Yeah.
My thing is, well, you're getting paid to get in shape anyway. You're getting paid to stay in shape anyway. Just go and work out with your teammates for a few days. You're going to be working out, getting ready anyway, right?
You know what's so funny is, you know, we always talk about guys being a professional. But a professional is not finishing a sprint. Professional is saying, you know what, I'm going to be there in team meetings. I'm going to be there OTAs. I'm going to be on time. I'm going to make sure I listen to my coaches. Everything it is on the off season. Being a professional is not say, okay, I just finished a gasser or I just did a sprint. Anybody can do that.
Right.
But the thing about it is what are you going to do on the off season? Are you going to be there when the coach calls you? Are you going to be there when our strength and conditioning guy was Steve Watterson at that time, when he calls and say, I need you guys here? Are you going to be there? That's being a professional. That means doing it right each and every day, and that's what you're starting to see with this Tennessee Titans team.
Another thing Nick Holt said when he met the media last week is basically, you know, Tony Pollard and Ty J. Spears are going to be, you know, 1A and 1B. They're going to be interchangeable. That's kind of the way of the league now, isn't it? We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
It's more about running game than it is running back, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, but here's the thing that I love what Nick Holtz is going to do with these guys, because if you look at Nick Holtz, he has a wealth of experience with the spread concept, with the West Coast concept, the no-huddle, and the spacing concept. When I say spacing concept, that means different receivers are in different positions. So now you got Tajay and you got Pollard to where they're both explosive. They both can run through between the tackles, but also you can split them out and also play a little wide receiver. So you have a concept like that. You go 20 personnel, that's two backs, zero tight ends, and three wide receivers, and you have both of those backs in the backfield. You split Tajay Spears out. Now he runs a speed sweep. Then all of a sudden you flip that. You have him in 20 personnel again. You motion Tony Pollard out there. He runs a speed sweep. So it's so many things that Nick Holtz and Brian Callahan can do with those guys.
Chris, what is your opinion on teams taking tight ends in the first round?
I mean, he's got to be a doggone boss. When I say he's got to be a boss, I mean, because, you know, whoever said in the first pick of the draft, you take a tight end, that's unheard of. But you start looking at the tight ends that are coming out, they're basically gigantic wide receivers. The guys can make plays. Look at Chig. Everybody's getting down on Chigs, but everybody doesn't know Chig caught 54 passes for 578. So that just shows you how important, you know, a tight end is. Look at the guys that they have in the draft, if I can recall all the names. I think it's Brock Bowers from Georgia. Stinking dog.
Yeah, he is.
Then you got, this is a guy I love because he has the best name in America, Javonte Sanders from Texas. He's a dog now. I like his last name. And then you got a cat that's really good, that's Theo Thomas from Penn State. I love this guy right here, Cade Stover from the Ohio State University. So it just shows you that if you take a receiver out, you got matchups with the tight end, and that's why Brock Bowers is going to be special in this league.
Well, I'm one of those people that is down on Chig Okonkwo. I think it's a prove it to me year.
I agree.
He didn't make enough plays, Chris. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know the numbers are there, but I thought this guy could really, really affect games. He's got all the talent in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I think he needs to step up. Am I being fair?
Yeah, you're being fair. But here's the thing, too, is, you know, the knock on him when he first came into last year was understanding the playbook. So, you know, when you don't understand the play, when I say understand, that doesn't mean you're dumb. It's just a concept. So I want to make sure I clear that up. And Mark Vrabel always talked about, you know, he wanted his players to play fast. Play fast doesn't mean a 4-3. It means you're playing without hesitation. So I think some of his hesitation was because, you know, he was understanding the playbook. But I think that, you know, with him understanding the playbook and really taking ownership, I think his game's going to go to a whole different level. Because I looked at last year, I went to the camp a couple of times, and he was always a standout guy. It's just getting that confidence in him, and he can go out and make some plays.
Do you think Will Levis will help with him at all, Chris? Do you think him and Tannehill just never could gel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they could gel. I just think that if I'm a quarterback and I want to win my guys over, I got to tell them I believe in them. And if I think if Will Levis walks up to him and say, you know what, man, I understand it. You know, last year you caught 54 passes. The year before that you struggled. And even this year, you know, you dropped a couple of passes. But I'm going to put the ball in position, and I believe that you can catch the ball. I believe that you can run the route. I believe that when it's 3rd and 10 that you go 11 yards and you make the play to get the first down. So if I have my quarterback say that I believe in you, then his game is going to go through a whole different level.
Did you and Steve ever have a moment like that, Chris?
Like he yelled at me? No, Steve would just give me a look like, really, dude? Steve was really quiet. He was just like he wasn't a guy that's going to go and grab your face mask and do all that. That's just wasn't his personality. But if I'm walking out the field and he's looking at me like, what are we doing here? So now you just knew that, okay, I got to make a place because, you know, Steve McNair was a quiet guy. Let me tell you how Steve was. He was asleep before the game.
Mm-hmm.
He had the towel over his face and sleep, so he wasn't really let's go. No, he's just like, okay, I expect you to get the job done, and that's what we did.
What about OD? What about Neil O'Donnell? He was a little bit more vocal.
He'll talk about your cousin, your mama. He'll talk about your unibrow. He'll talk about
Sanders,
a bad haircut you got.
Sanders, what are you doing? You're supposed to run a hook there.
Hey, guys, what are you doing, man? Come on. But this is what he did. He made it so fun. I remember we were playing the New Orleans Saints, and we needed a drive to win. And we're in the huddle, and everybody's a little nervous. So he cracks it up. He's like, "Hey, look at that girl. Look at that lady's hairdo. It looks like she's got a wig on." Just something silly. Like, we're laughing.
That's Neil. That's OD.
And then that's him. And then we just kind of like, everybody laughed and whatever. Next thing we went down to win the game. That was his specialty on what he did.
So I was watching a movie the other night. Around 2000, they did a remake of the classic movie Shaft.
Oh my God.
Watching it with a friend of mine, and my friend nudges me, and she tells me, "Wow, that guy on the screen, isn't that Chris Sanders, former wide receiver for the Titans? He comes on yours and Patton's radio show." I said, "No, that's Samuel L. Jackson."
Oh, I got one in the chambers. Me and my wife was watching football. It's like, baby.
Shout out to your wife, by the way. Wonderful
woman. Hey, I love you. Hey, much love. How can I count the ways? But we were watching football.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, you were so good. She was hitting my shit. Like, baby, you was good. Look at that touchdown you made. She's like, I want to watch basketball. I want to watch the old Lakers. I'm like, let's go. So we're watching the Lakers, and this guy comes on with some little bitty shorts and some big old glasses. I'm like, baby, I did not know that was Johnny. He could play like that. I'm like, Bob, that's not John. That's Bob McAdoo.
Bob McAdoo. Oh, my God. Well, at least the Lakers version, not the Buffalo Braves version. So on that note, Chris Sanders, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
He said your brother love you.
Love you, bro.
Man.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Love you.
All right. Bob McAdoo?
Wow.
Do you even know who Bob McAdoo is? You have no idea.
Only the name. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Anything about him after that?
I think he made the 50 anniversary team. He might be on the 75 anniversary team. He was a really good player, but okay. that was below the belt. Anyway, we're here till the top of the hour before Jim Rome. Give us a call 615-844-5600 WNSR.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive
at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. But now, we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Oh, hi there. Thursday edition. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, along for the ride. We're here to the top of the hour. Let's go to the phones real quick. Dougie Fresh. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning, morning Doug.
Been in and out, kind of catching you guys off and on. Don't know if you've hit it or not, but
yeah.
Know you guys had Ice Cube on a couple of days ago, and you know I read where he offered $4 million for Caitlin Clark to play. And then I saw the contract that you got from the WNBA, and I thought, oh, my God, seventh round Titans ball player got more than that.
I know.
And he said that $4 million on the table for 8 games, and I saw the Nike endorsement that she just got.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if
and she's on also the table, she's also going to be on with McAfee once a week, so you know that's a highly paid gig. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, her, so, I mean, you know, her WNBA contract is going to be fun money.
So, just doing the numbers, would you not even entertain 8 games, $4 million, still pick up those endorsements?
And you know what? Ice Cube said this. It would not have interfered with her WNBA schedule, so she could do both if she wanted to.
Exactly. So I just wonder who was advising her numbers-wise. Just wondered if you guys thought about that and if it made sense. 8 games versus WNBA.
I'd do it.
Money versus more money. Oh, in a minute.
I'd do it. You know, it's more publicity for her. Ice Cube is thinking smart in a business sense, you know, more publicity for the 3-on-3. He talked about it with us. You can go back and listen on SoundCloud.
I listened to it live. I pulled over.
I was just letting the rest of our listeners know, Doug. They can go back and listen to it. He said the offer's still on the table. And the fact that, you know, they're getting no love at all from the NBA. So Ice Cube is going to do whatever he can to promote his three-on-three or his big three tournament basketball league.
And by the way, ratings for the NBA just came out all-time low this season for regular season. So that they need something, WNBA and NBA both.
I would be afraid that it wouldn't be there for the 4 years if I was Caitlin Clark.
You what, Doug?
I would be afraid that the WNBA would not be there for the full 4 years of my contract if I was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Well, you can do a lot, obviously, with you know, like you said, $4 million for 8 games. I mean, that's an offer I couldn't refuse, man.
Especially to be the female in a league that's male-dominated. That right there speaks for itself of her ability to play. So,
yeah,
that's it for me. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Doug. Well, we are pleasantly surprised to have some in-studio guests. This guy, former Titans linebacker, Al Smith is here, first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler. Al, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Well, you and I used to sit together for every Titans game, and then they separated us because we were cutting up too much.
No, I think you were causing too much ruckus over there. So they had to separate us, but it was all good, man. Always good to see you and good to spend time with you.
Yeah, welcome to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Who you got with you? What's up, brother?
How you doing, sir? I'm the Reverend Darrell A. Ballard II. I'm the Director of Community Outreach at St. Luke's CME Church.
Oh, it's great to see you. Welcome.
You as well.
Good to have you guys here. You guys got a big event coming up this weekend, correct? For
sure. Yes, I have a big event at St. Luke's Church. It's a health and wellness fair where the whole community can come out, get dental services, medical services. The fire truck could be there, free food, free diapers for moms that need them.
Oh, wow.
It's a great event. We have former guys, you know, coming out as well.
Yeah, it's a good list here.
Former guys coming out as well. Albert Hainsworth.
Yeah. B-Hop. Derek Mason. O'Donnell. Neil O'Donnell. My gosh.
Yes, Joey Kent, and obviously myself. So, you know, have a good lineup, you know, for people to come, get autographs, you know, talk to their favorite player, take pictures, or whatever the case may be. Because our main thing, obviously, with the NFL Alumni Association, being the president of the NFL Alumni Association and our partnership with the Tennessee Department of Health, is be able to come and be able to provide services to underserved communities. And this is one of those initiatives this weekend, and hopefully everyone can come out 12 to 4 at St. Luke's, right across from Ed Temple Golf Course.
There you go,
2008 Ed Temple Boulevard.
Okay,
and be able to have a good time, see your favorite players, and get any services that you would like.
That's awesome. And Reverend, what's it like working with these former NFL players? You know, the fact that, you know, they're not playing anymore, but they still want to give back to this community, because one of the things I've noticed since I've moved here is that so many former Titans just love to stay and live in the area and serve their community.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. And, you know, Al was speaking to me earlier about how, you know, he's able to give back to the people who showed him love. And so I think that reciprocity there is key. And we do that in real ways. It's not obtuse. We're very cute, small picture. And so we want to be the angels that roll back the stones that try to suffocate life, roll back, you know, food insecurity, roll back disease in the community, and locking arms with, you know, strong arms with, you know, the guys that have been on the gridiron.
Yeah,
you know,
his arms are looking pretty jacked.
And I get the sun to be out, so the guns to be out, big guns on site. So,
well, I was just going to ask Al. The draft is next week. You look like you can still play. You're gonna put the navy blue and the Columbia blue helmet back on.
No, I'm gonna leave.
Inside linebackers.
I'm gonna leave that to a young guy. I don't think my wife will let me get back out there. But at the same time,
How do you like what Rand Carthon is doing?
No, I love what Rand is doing. I like Rand. I like his approach. I like his behind the scenes, just making it happen kind of guy. And so far, so good. I'm interested to see how the draft plays out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give him a couple years and they'll be in the mix, if not sooner.
Yeah, it's a new regime. And, of course, we got the new stadium coming in a few years. Well,
and a lot of the players are really excited about the new regime, and that's a big thing.
I can tell you this, guys, walking into that building for, like, press conferences, there's, like, a different feeling in that building. And it's no disrespect to anybody that was there previous, but it kind of felt like when Vrabel was there, people were walking on eggshells. Callahan has come in and kind of, you know, he wants to wrap his arms around, you know, the Titans community, and it just feels different when you walk in that building.
Tell them to call me,
and that makes and that makes all, and that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, you, the atmosphere that you have to work with, and the camaraderie and the people that you have to be around is huge.
Guys, tell us one more time about your event before we go to break here.
St. Luke's CME Church, 2008 Ed Temple Boulevard, this Saturday, 4:20. I know it's a secular holiday. It's not Holy Smokes on church. but come out, we'll have a high time in the Lord. Amen.
Okay, so it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day. Out, you know, he rolled the clouds away. And so, yeah, on site, noon to four, free food,
awesome,
health conscious food, lots of vendors, lots of activities for the children, fire department to be there, putting up the ladder. Sirens and ladder and hose pipes and all that good stuff displayed, man. It's gonna be a great
day. Some yoga too.
Some yoga, aerobics.
Man, I need that, man. I'm sore, especially on DJ like today.
The vice mayor is slated to be there. Nice. She'll be there at 1:30. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to your event. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John.
I'll see you this fall in the press box.
I'll catch you on the news report.
Oh, thank you guys. Okay. All right, we'll come back and wrap up the show after this. Thanks for being here.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Al Smith reminded me, he's like, I played for the Oilers. That's right, he did. He did. Good to see those guys. Yeah, Al and I, we, for, geez, probably about 6 or 7 years, we sat next to each other every Titans home game in the press box. And we would just cut up during the game, especially like, during the times where the Titans weren't so good, and usually by the middle of the third quarter, the outcome was decided. So, you know.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Throw stuff onto the field? Or,
right.
So or we chop gonna, it up so, with former Houston Oilers.
That's right. Al Smith, the former Oilers great. And it was good to have the Reverend Darrell here as well. Great event coming up this weekend. So, celebrating health and community. Great to see the former players.
Yeah, Albert Haynesworth lives here, and I believe he's got a son who's really good.
Have you seen Albert lately?
I have not.
He's lost a ton of weight. You wouldn't recognize him if you saw him. I saw him probably about a year and a half ago. I was hanging out in Midtown.
Okay.
And he was just there, and I was like, and, you know, a mutual friend of ours was like, you know Albert? I'm like, Albert Haynesworth? I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, what's going on? I'm like, you look different. He's like, yeah. Well, I know he had some health issues, so he probably needed to kind of drop some of the weight, but great guy. Brad Hopkins, Joey Kent, Derek Mason, Neil O'Donnell, Al Smith. We talked to the Reverend Darrell at St. Luke's CME Church, 2008 Ed Temple Boulevard in Nashville. I believe, what they say, noon to 4?
Yes, noon to 4.
Yeah, noon to 4 on Saturday.
His 420 on comment 420. Was very, very
so
funny.
Before you get into 420 activities, go down and support a good cause. I can only imagine what they could be. All right, great show today, Patton. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, John.
All right, thank you all for listening. Jim Rome coming up straight ahead. McFarland's at 2. No Braves baseball tonight, so we got a full slate of shows. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. WNSR. See ya.